views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome to another fabulous edition of Sisters Talk Radio today in Seattle. And with me, I have my co-host, Savitri.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome.
Great. And I also have two very special sisters here as well. My sister, Miss Rose. Miss Rose, welcome.
Thank you, Mona, and welcome, audience, and welcome, Savitri. It's so wonderful to have you back on the show.
Oh, great. And I also have our wonderful sister, Joy. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you, Mona. It's wonderful to be here. Hello, everybody.
Well, listen, it's a beautiful day here in Seattle. Nature is waking up, and the cherry trees starting to have little buds on them, and the sap is rising, and nature is pregnant with flowers. That was my new phrase that popped in today. It's pregnant. It's going to deliver flowers here any day.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so fun. And we have a very important topic to talk about today. And this is because it's pertained to my life this week, and it seemed like the perfect thing to talk about today. Are you really listening to your feelings? Because feelings run you every moment of your day, whether you're conscious of it or not. And how we know that it runs us, whether we know it or not? Well, you know, you can get that little paper cut. You can spill that morning beverage. You can get that parking ticket. You can get late for work. All those little things are telling you something. And that's the universe's way of telling you you're not listening to your feelings. And so we wanted to talk about that today. And I wanted to talk about that today. And Savitri, I wanted to start with you because when women hear, they say, well, I am listening to my feelings. A lot of times it's not their feelings that they're listening to, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are different types of feelings. Their feelings, what we call the gut feeling, and their feelings, what we call the heart feeling. The heart feelings are much quieter. And they require meditation. They require really going beyond the mind, going beyond the senses, going into that sacred space where intuition awaits you. And they require you to let go of the world, let go of the ego. And those are the feelings you want to contact because those are the feelings that you can trust. Those are the feelings of your soul. But the gut feelings are based on information of events that have happened in this life and previous lives. It's data that's gathered in your subconscious that if you've had an event that did not turn out beautifully, then the gut or even turned out beautifully according to your ego. This is, again, gut is directly linked to ego. So the data is gathered. This was a positive event for my ego, so therefore I like this feeling. This was a negative event for my ego, so I don't like this feeling. But the ego is not who we really are. What happens is most people will listen to their gut feeling and not their heart feeling. The gut feeling tends to be much more emotional. The gut feeling will have fear. Gut feeling will have an enormous excitement. And then we'll think that that is our soul warning us. The heart feeling is very neutral, very calm, and has no extreme to it. It's just like a wise person that just looks at you and says, this is what you should do. The gut is like a child. Oh, yay. Oh, no. Oh, yay. Oh, no. that's very much like the gut. I call it the pendulum swing. You know, one moment you're really, really excited. The next moment, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Oh, Mama, where's Mama? And we live from that.
I had that happening to me this week. I just found myself having a very emotional week because in my mind, I was thinking up this what-if scenario. Mm-hmm. And it was just triggering all these emotions. And then, of course, I was stuffing him so that I would, you know, not show I was so emotional on the outside. And so today I wake up and I'm just like in so much pain with my kidneys because I just wasn't willing to listen to my heart.
Right.
And just go, you know what, those, I should know better after all these years. It's like if I'm all wrapped up in the what if scenario, mm-hmm. I'm off track right there. And the, my lesson is that, you know, these emotions that, you know, the what if scenario triggers. And then you've got this swirling pool going around in your head of the what ifs. And then it's like it goes right down the drain through your heart chakra and it lodges itself somewhere in your body, mm-hmm. only for you to wake up and find you're in a whole bunch of pain because you didn't catch it. That's why I was bringing it up, like the paper cut, you know, you spill your little coffee, you know, just whatever it is. You're getting signs along the way, but you're so wrapped up in the what if, you right. can't catch it.
Right. Yeah, and what,
so, Joe, go ahead.
What if comes from karma? You know, what if I repeat this again? Will it be positive? Will it be negative? So, again, emotion, if you think about motion, emotion has the word motion in it. So it makes you move with either fear or with excitement. But feeling is just a sensation. The heart has a sensation of calmness, a sensation of openness, a sensation of, we may not like the information that comes from that place because the ego will not like it, because the feeling of the heart is always trying to undo the ego, is always trying to take you out of fear or out of excitement. So many times, you know, if you think about it, women are called very emotional. We mix up emotional with feeling. Women also have the ability to be very feeling, intuitive. So when we feel emotional, like during the period, you know, when we have PMS and all that, and we're all we're so emotional at that time, that's really a blessing. We get a chance every month to clean up our karma, to clean up that excitement and that fear energy that holds us back, that prevents us from really growing. And that PMS time, the more we just relax and go inward, like all the ancient cultures, they would suggest, they would have us women stay quietly and meditate. That was the meditation time of the month, so that you could access your feeling part, your intuitive part. And now women are just sort of been labeled, oh, they're so emotional. That's the part we are meant to clean and let go of and really feel the truth that flows through us, through our hearts.
Joy, you were going to say something?
I was. It's very interesting because the world that I grew up in and the world that I'm in is very mental and focused on that. And it's do what you need to do and get it done and push, push, push and go, go, go. And I remember I used to get very weak and very exhausted and my periods and my cycles used to really take a lot out of me. I didn't have a lot of the crankiness maybe, but it took a lot out of me. And as I started doing this work and learned to start listening to my body and realize that this is a time of cleansing. It's a time to let go and listen to what my body needs. It's like it changed everything now. And it's like when my cycle comes, it's like, okay, I need to take care of me. I need to listen. What do I need? Oh, I need this food. Or, oh, I need to rest more. Or, okay, I need to not accept this extra meeting today. And what's interesting is a lot of times the feelings may come because I'm not blessed in this life with a exact prompt one. It kind of comes when it needs to, I guess. And so there are times when I've been felt inside not to take a meeting or not to take an invite. And now I realize why, because that would have made me have to do too much on the day my period started when I need to rest. And it's made a huge shift. Now they're not bad anymore.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
Rose, what was it like for you?
I have to laugh about it now because it's no longer a problem. But I was just devastated in high school. And I was just, as Joy was talking, I was thinking about my whole setup in terms of accepting this as part of my life when I was 12 years old. And I hated it. It was such an inconvenience. And I had such terrible cramps with it. And everything about it was negative, negative, negative. And it stayed that way with me all the way through. And even when I first became pregnant with my first child, that negative energy was there. And now I look back on it and I'm thinking, I was standing with my arms crossed and turned away from understanding what it was all about and accepting it for what it was. I was scared.
Yes. Well, you know, we don't get instruction manuals when we come into this life, or a little instruction manual that comes with our reproductive systems that says, you know, when you have this, do this. And when you'd have this scenario going on, you need to rest. And, you know, that's why we're raising the consciousness of women, because now mothers of today are much more prepared to tell their daughters exactly what's happening and hopefully guiding them to honor that period of time instead of medicating it or running over it. So, Savitri, I know with Xenia, you probably have had to really work on that since you've got a daughter.
Well, you know, the ancient cultures, all the old ancient cultures, the wise ones, had so much of this information. But, you know, when allopathic medicine, which is a male-dominated medicine, took over our culture over 100 years ago, that's when intuition and female wisdom got squished and pushed aside. Because before that, the woman, my mother was brought up with her period being something that was honored. She said that came from her mother, and her mother got it from her mother. But she said, what once allopathy came into my mother's life, and my mother started listening more to allopathic doctors who are male dominant, she began to have these thoughts of hating her period and hating her body and not paying attention to her feelings. And, luckily it's only been 100 years, but in those 100 years, we females have really lost contact with our true feelings, because now we're suddenly giving over our power to the male energy that says, if we cannot see it with our senses, then it has no validity. But we can't see electricity with our senses either. We can't see radio waves with our senses either. We can't see oxygen with our senses either. Does that mean oxygen and radio waves and electricity doesn't exist?
Well, let's talk about this. Let's continue this conversation, and we're going to take a break with Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and
Savitri.
Rose.
Welcome.
And Joy.
And Rose.
And Savitri. Great. Well, listen, I wanted to just mention that as we're talking about feelings and listening to your feelings, that is not obviously exclusive to women because there are men out there that do feel. So I don't want to just say that, you know, women, you know, own the corner on feelings. They do have a little bit more edge in that they're likely to pay a little bit more attention than men. But Savitri, you were talking at the break about this DVD that you were watching.
Yeah, you know, women are definitely more emotional than men. And men and women both have feelings, but the difference is women tend to be more emotional. And that's important because the woman is actually meant to cleanse the emotions of her family so that she doesn't get taken to the next generation. Remember, emotions are coming from karma, are coming from situations that you, your family lineage, have repeated the same stories again and again. So that frustration, that anger, why did our family do this again and again? Why do we repeat the same stories again and again? This is the woman's gift, is that she is to cleanse the energy of the family so that when she gets pregnant, she will not, the child will have less of the story of the lineage of the family. Now, men don't have to do that, so therefore they tend to not be more emotional. But women and men both have feelings or intuition. And what was interesting when I saw this DVD called The Men Who Built America, and I really suggest it's beautifully done. It's done by History Channel, and you can get it on DVD with no commercials. And The Men Who Built America, Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Morgan, and Vanderbilt. And it was fascinating that they were, in general, not very emotional, but they were very intuitive. When there were certain inventions that came up, they could see the future. They could feel the future that these inventions, like steel building bridges and buildings, like Edison inventing electricity and Morgan supporting that, they could see the future. They could feel the future. Even when no one around them believed it, they felt. They were intuitive. They knew. But every time in their life when they got emotional, in other words, when they felt some daddy issue, when they had revenge, when there was competition, that's all emotional energy. Whenever they went into that space, they made crucial mistakes for themselves and our country. So you see, we cannot trust our emotions. That's when we do make our mistakes, and we mix up emotion with feelings. So we go, when I was emotional, I made a mistake. I felt, and I made a mistake. You made a mistake because you're not supposed to listen to emotions. You're supposed to cleanse them. But feeling, you are supposed to listen to. That's intuition. And they admitted when they were in that intuitive, peaceful place, they made the right decisions. When they were in the emotional revenge competition mode, they kept on making wrong decisions.
Exactly. And, you know, George Soros, the famous investor, said that he uses intuition almost exclusively now when he makes his decisions. You know, so at least there's, you know, some men in power that will do that. But, Rose, you were having a comment when Savitri was talking about women that were the cleanse the emotion of the family.
The karma of the dysfunctional family is what I just thought, oh, my Lord. There it is. You know, not understanding it at the time and how you carry it with you. And I can't tell you, or maybe some, that's a show in itself, the horror stories of the first pregnancy when you don't get this stuff right to begin with.
Well, and I know our mom was not particularly communicative of like what was happening or let alone preparing you for emotionally for these agreements that we make in this life. And, you know, you just kind of go into it. And you literally have no preparation.
Total fear is the only thing I can think of now is that there was nothing there but the fear of what was going to happen to me. And there was the resistance part of it. I didn't want to be pregnant. And so it just brought a whole cascade of problems that probably would not have existed had I understood, had I listened. But, you know, the thing about listening is that you have to know who you need to listen to. And if you don't know that part because you don't know what you don't know, pardon me for that one. But anyway, there just was no feeling there except fear.
Exactly. And I want to just clarify for our listeners, Rose, you're 66, you know, and this 67. And, you know, that was a generation, you know, back then, you know, your 20s and 30s. You know, it's not like it is today where you've got a lot of, you know, girlfriends that are aware and awake to be able to help you through this. I mean, you went to a small town. As far as I know, you didn't have a lot of a support group there. So to balance what you were experiencing, and, you know, you just went right into a work situation and it was all male. And that was just a kind of the recipe to not understand what was really happening to you. And, but thankfully you got a new lease on life here and have an opportunity to go back and understand these scenarios this lifetime.
So if anything else, I'm speaking from personal experience and I have to tell you folks, this life is way better.
Way better. Absolutely. And because you listened to your feelings. You know, and we were talking about this last week, you know, the happy hour, you know, it's happy hour somewhere. And that happy hour is obviously not a cocktail, but that happy hour is, you know, you're happy when you're listening to your feelings. When now, again, not emotions, but you're happier when you listen to your feelings. And I know from my experience this week, it's like, you know, my clue is when I get that swirling feeling in my head, you know, the what if scenario is my clue to just stop. You know, I'm off track right there. So that's my lesson from the whole week is I'm off base. So again, it was just a layer. Joy, you were going to say something?
Well, and also as Rose was talking, it made me realize how you both were saying when she went into a new environment that was more male dominated, what that usually means to me is a little less feeling, a little bit more focused on thinking and logic and what needs to be done. And I realized then, part of what's allowed me to get better and more effective in my work, because I work in the corporate world in a very logical, mental place. And it's taken a lot of trust and learning to listen to my feelings through these years of working with Savitri as my teacher.
And you're an engineer. Do you want to?
I'm an engineer. I work at Microsoft. I have a degree in physics. I work in project management. I mean, I'm in email. I'm on computers. I'm in that world all day. And it used to be, I used to think that I had my life when I connected to my feelings and I listened to that, and that was one life. And then there was the life I had to do to function in that other world. And after years and years and years of Savitri telling me that that's not the way it needs to be, I finally realized, no, it's meant to be in all parts of my life. And even now, and I was sharing with this before the show got on, there are times when I have a really big deadline and I have people calling me and emailing me and they need an answer. They need an answer. They need an answer. And something inside, when I stop and I listen inside, it's like, no, don't respond now. It's like, no, you don't understand. Yeah. And my mind starts going. And that voice, if I listen enough and I trust, and I'm getting more and more able to trust, then a lot of times I don't answer and it resolves itself way better than if I'd gotten myself in the middle of it and I don't get exhausted and I don't get stressed and wound up. And it's like, oh my goodness, if I just listen, not only do you not have fear, like Rose was saying, you're so much more effective and efficient in what you do, because that inner voice is way smarter than anything between your ears. Way smarter.
Yes. In fact, Joy, in the 2 minutes that we have left here, tell us about, you were talking about how you pick your wardrobe in the morning. That was so great.
Oh, yeah. So what I've learned is that if I don't meditate before I go to pick my wardrobe, and I'm sure none of the ladies on the call or on the radio have ever heard this one before, but you stand there for 10 minutes and nothing makes any sense about what you're going to wear. But if I meditate first and I ask what I'm supposed to wear, the exact outfit comes together perfectly. And I used to question when outfits would come. And I'd be like, oh, no, I've got something important today and I need to wear something different so I can look more professional or whatever all that crazy stuff that the mind says is. And if you do that, I never felt beautiful the whole day. I felt uncomfortable. It's like the clothes didn't fit right. I didn't fit right. It just like I was trying to fit a round peg in a square hole and it just didn't work. And then it's like if I just listen to exactly what I'm supposed to wear, you feel so much better. It's amazing.
And we'll continue right after the break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. I love that music, and I always love when Joy is dancing to that music when it comes back on. So it's funny. So we are listening to our feelings today, and we have gotten a great discussion going here on the importance of listening to our soul and the importance of distinguishing between feelings and emotions. And Savitri, you said you had a couple of things you wanted to be sure to bring up.
Well, one thing I wanted to help you understand that I thought that all men don't really pay attention to their intuition. And as I started learning more about business and learning and really paying attention to the real leaders of our culture who brought inventions that no one else believed in, that took humanity into expanding itself and into the modern age, basically, and finding out that they were very intuitive people, I began to wonder, well, why is it when people are working for these people, they're encouraged to be not intuitive? They're encouraged to just do what the leaders tell them to do, and that's the key. You see, people who are working for other people are encouraged, don't think, don't feel, don't have intuition. Just do what we want you to do. So then most people think, well, the leaders must also do the same thing. They must not feel. They must not be intuitive because that's illogical. And yet all the leaders use intuition, but they encourage what's below them, the people below them, to not be intuitive because they don't want those people to come in the way of their dream.
Interesting. Fascinating. You can see that all the way through corporate America.
Exactly. So the people. So when you work for somebody else, they're going to create an environment where your intuition is not wanted. That's why being an interpreter. Is that the right pronunciation? Interpreter. Is that it?
Yeah interpreter.
when you're that's a big word. When you go down that road, you are forced to turn to intuition. So I feel everyone at some time in their life should start a business of their own or do multi-level marketing, because it's the same thing. It's having your own business, because that encourages you to come from intuition. And that's why a lot of people struggle owning their own business or working in a multi-level marketing company, is because they have to have intuition. While working for other people, again, they don't want you to have intuition. So they'll say it's illogical for you to have that intuition, while they're merely, the leaders, are working from intuition in the first place.
Man, I wish I had that thought.
But they also fail when they go into feeling. But they won't let you know that. When they get emotional, they fail.
Fascinating.
Okay. The other thing is when you mentioned in your write-up, you know what the answer is, but you don't have the courage to act upon it. Well, the courage comes from your soul. That's how you know that you're feeling, when you feel a courage, when you feel a strength, when you feel this inner power that feels so, it doesn't, there's no emotion to it, there's no bossiness to it, there's no meanness to it, there's just a strength inside of it. And you go, where's the strength coming from? Then you absolutely know that what you're being guided is correct. When I get a feeling, I look also for that deep strength and courage. When I'm in the emotional state, if you think about it, when we're emotional, we feel weak. So we have to rely on anger. We have to rely on being really emotional, you know. And the people get all scared around us. They go, great, great, that's great. I got them all scared. But an intuitive person has automatically courage, automatically has this inner power and strength. That's how you know you're coming from intuition and true feeling.
This is so fascinating. I wish I had this train of thought, because I've worked for a corporation for a good portion of my life. And I know, you know, I've struggled coming out of that, you know, because you're wearing that hat and you know how to function in that environment under that hat. But, you know, to function in a scenario where you're not carrying the corporate umbrella is way scary. I know I've experienced that numerous times in my life, being away from the corporate environment, because you just, it's like a little duckling. You're just finally going out into the world and you've got to find your own wings, and you don't even know you have wings
right.
for a couple of years. So, Rose, did you have something you want to say about intuition? Nope. So, you know, having this wisdom, having this for the thought ahead of time, that when you've worked for a big organization, you know, it'd be great if there was a course, you know, like the exit course. Okay, you're going out into the world now. You're going to need this set of skills to really function. Well, of course, they don't want you to do that. But Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice when you're making a big transition like that to have something that would prepare you for functioning on your own out in the world, which is why so many people in America work for somebody.
Yeah, you think about that. You know, the best way to control people is have them work for corporations. So we have less and less small businesses today than ever before in America. That's why our economy is going downhill, because intuition is not flowing. Soul is not flowing through America anymore. The corporations can control you when you work for them. They have the intuition. The ones on top have the intuition. And unfortunately, one would say, well, wouldn't intuition be positive for everybody? They'll use their intuition when it's convenient, because they know certain intuition will make them a success. And then when the ego wants, it'll pop in. And then greed comes in.
Fascinating. That's why we're talking about this today, because all the women listening that are all these supportive roles that have suppressed their intuition, we would love for you to take a second look at that and pay attention to your intuitions when they pop up, because they're there. You know they pop up. You know that feeling pops up that this is the right thing to do.
Constant.
And yet, there is the courage. You know, if you access your soul or just access that quiet place of intuition and calmness, mm-hmm. and allow the right decision to come up, you never know how your world would change. And I know that would take courage, but like you said, Savitri, on the break, you know, soul is there to support you. And if you feel that courage and strength without all the emotion, you could move mountains.
Right. Exactly. And remember, your conscience is very important. If you think about it, also conscience has been taken away from us. Conscience and intuition are very similar. Conscience is not supposed to make you feel guilty. Conscience makes you go, when I make this decision, it's supposed to benefit everybody. And that is something that's also being robbed of us. Because as soon as we start feeling, we begin to feel a conscience. And we go, well, that's not correct. We shouldn't be polluting the air. Why are we doing that? We shouldn't be injecting babies with toxic chemicals, and then now they have all these serious illnesses. That's something's wrong with that. So conscience and intuition are very similar, and they must be allowed to flourish again, because that is when you have conscience and intuition, you can't be controlled. So we need to bring that out. We'll save our culture once we allow intuition and conscience to finally flow freely.
In fact, I want to share with our listeners, if you want to know just how crazy our world has become, go to naturalnews.com and just look at the articles that are put out by Mike Adams. You will see the insanity of our world, and these things are just taking place because we aren't awake. We're asleep at the wheel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those articles are being put out so that we will wake up, choose differently, vote differently, speak up when we know we need to speak up, and have the courage, because we just need more women. We need more people, not just women, men and women, waking up and saying, you know, this isn't the right way to do it. Vaccinating babies without, you know, parental consent is not an okay thing to do. Mm-hmm. That's your conscience. That's, you know, that part of us has got to wake up. It's just been so lulled to sleep by many, many factors. But I highly recommend that you go to that site and subscribe to their daily news feed and get a daily dose of some of the craziness that's coming out of our governments, and why it's critical that women in particular
really have to push back. We have to take this life of ours back and own it, so that we don't have these thoughts and these things being pushed down our throats constantly. We have to stand up and speak our piece.
And the other thing, too, is when you listen to your feelings, they're yours.
Exactly.
They're not something that a commercial or an ad or a politician or a corporation can influence you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you really listen to that voice inside, that's you. Mm-hmm. That's your voice. It's your power. It's your strength. And when you listen to that voice, truth comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, because then a lot of the other things that the media and the corporations, that they want to keep you down so you will do what they want so they can sell more whatever it is, or mm-hmm. keep you in whatever control they to make their profits go up. And I mean, their mm-hmm. businesses, they're not evil necessarily. They just want to make money. And if they keep you under control, they make more money. Well, if you're listening to yourself and your own inner truth, it's truth. That's what you find inside, and your feelings give you that. And it's an amazing empowerment.
Exactly,
as a human being and as a woman, to know you have that truth and that wisdom and that strength inside you right now.
Exactly. And this art of listening, not only listening to yourself, but when, you know, someone speaks up from that place, the listening is entirely different. You know that there's a grain of truth in there, and it takes courage to allow that and allow to hear that observation, or to allow that into your cells, because it will change you. It will affect you. And I know that's been one of my learnings this life, is to be a better listener and to not interrupt when that truth is coming. And because everybody's got a very important perspective. And that's the other reason I wanted to do this show, is because we as a culture are terrible at listening.
Well, we allow everything to come into our ears. And it is not that we are allowing what's in us to come out. And so that ends up being, where it should be a two-way street, ends up being a one-way street. And so the only thing that we seem to know is what's going in our ears and not what's coming from within us, which is where we should be focused.
Exactly. And I know that when we finally wake up to that point, you know, then a lot of times there can be anger that comes up with that, because you all of a sudden you realize what's happening. And our learning is to just wake up and not be angry, but just say, hey, I'm going to make a different choice. But listen, we'll be right back after a commercial break. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388.
If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio to our last segment. The show goes so fast. Savitri, was there any other particular angle you wanted to bring up?
Yes, I really wanted to bring up the importance of meditation. We're talking about feelings and how you need to listen to them, but I can honestly tell you, if you don't take the time out to meditate, you won't be able to really hear your true feelings. You won't be able to contact your conscience properly, and you won't be able to contact intuition. Meditation is the art of listening to your soul. And you have to find a meditation that takes you out of your mind, takes you out of the senses into the heart where your soul is already waiting for you. Because intuition is in your heart chakra. It's actually in your physical body, in the energy center called the heart chakra. And you've got to find a meditation. That's what I teach, because when I was 25 years old and I was very, very sick and I was told I would die within a few months, I desperately needed my soul's guidance on how to get me out of the mess I was in. And my soul is the part of me that is intuitive. Your soul is the intuitive part of you. Your soul is the part of you that has conscience. So meditation is really, really, really important. In fact, I met this interesting, fascinating lady. She was at a doctor's office that I went to, and she said she'd come to our center for over 20 years, and she had just done the asana part, the yoga part of our, what we're teaching. She did not do the meditation part. So she said, you know, I've never come to your workshops or anything. And I said, you should do meditation one day. It'd be very good for you. And this was a woman who was in her late 60s. And, you know, looking quite old and not looking too healthy. And she said, no, I'll do meditation when I'm much older. I thought she was joking. I said, you can't get much older now, you know, you should be doing meditation. But like telling her that. But you know, what I learned from meditation is that meditation is what helps you live your life. She yes. saw it as something you do later on in your life. Meditation cultivates intuition and conscience, so it guides you every single day to help you create a better life. Now, right after she told me that I'll do meditation later on in my life when I get older, so she said, I'll do meditation when I get older. Right after that, she told me how her body was so sick, how she was in this major accident, how parts of her body were very ill, and she was in so much pain, and I thought, oh my God, she's just not getting it. It's meditation that would have prevented those accidents. It's meditation, her intuition, that would have prevented all this mess that her physical body's in. But she's not seeing that meditation and what you get from meditation will enhance and bless the quality of her life. And so we're talking about how important it is to feel. It's our soul that we need to feel, not our ego and not our mind, because our mind will feel and information from other people. But we need to feel our own selves. And that's what living really is when you feel yourself. That's when you're happy, when you feel you. When you're unhappy and depressed, that's a warning that you're not feeling you anymore. The other
exactly.
thing, I call us, sorry to take over this talk show.
No, go ahead, please.
What is really, really important is a concept I call check, check, recheck. Many times a person will say, well, I have this feeling and I just did it. It's very important you check, check, recheck. The gift of check, check, recheck is when you get a feeling, how do you know it's absolutely truth? Okay? Check, check, recheck is when you get a feeling, you go, okay, I'm going to take some little time separate from this, and I'm going to ask the question again. I'm going to take time in meditation again. So you do that three times. If by the third time, or actually the fourth time, you feel this feeling, this really feels right. I keep on getting this answer again and again. The fact that I'm feeling a confidence and a courage coming through every single time, and it's the same answer every single time, then you know this is what you really must act upon. But if you get an emotional feeling and you don't feel courageous, you don't feel confident, you've got to be very careful. That's probably not your soul. So check, check,
beautiful.
Recheck is the art of detachment, where the ego and the senses are detaching from their perspective, so that the truth that your intuition and conscience can come up and guide you to your true feelings. So a lot of people get lost in what they think is their feelings, or think is their soul, and really is not. So again, we all need to be a nation where we meditate. Meditation is the art of listening to your true self.
And you know, how many times do we answer a conversation with, I think so, I don't think so. We're so right. We're not feeling, we're thinking. And so many times when we're thinking, we misinterpret that as feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I just go, when I was doing this write up for the show, I'm going, okay, you think you know what to do. You think you know what the answer is. And it's like, no, we don't think we know what the answer is. We just sit there, get ourselves to that neutral place and wait for the divine to drop the answer in. The courage piece is, can I sit there and be in that neutral space and trust that the answer will drop in? Mm-hmm. I know that's one of my lessons this lifetime, is just knowing it is going to be there when you need it. Not in, you know, you've said many times, Savitri, the soul is just right on time, right when you need it. It's not into planning and preparing, and it's really in the now.
Totally in the now. But you have to cultivate an open door policy with your soul. And that's what opening the heart chakra is. It allows the communication of the true feelings of your soul to come through. The problem is we'll spend our time living mostly in the mind, living mostly from emotions, and then suddenly when something happens, they go, where's my soul? Well, you didn't cultivate the open door relationship with your soul, so therefore, how is it going to show up?
Exactly.
So that's where meditation and quiet time and letting go of all the outer influence out of your life, out of your nervous system, is very, very crucial to develop that relationship with your soul so you can really feel your soul. The problem is we will feel through our senses. We'll say, well, my skin felt really crawly. The soul doesn't work through the skin. The soul works through a feeling of love. The soul works with openness and expansion. So when I feel a sensation in my skin, I go, that's my ego. I do not pay attention to how my skin's feeling. I do not pay attention to my gut feeling, which will be tight in my stomach, and I'll go, oh my God, my stomach feels tight, so I mustn't do this. That's, remember I mentioned earlier in the show, that's
yes.
Karma. You can't trust those parts of you. You cannot trust your senses. Not until you go do so much meditation that eventually your senses are owned by your soul. But in the beginning, you cannot trust your senses because they're geared towards the outer you and not towards the true you.
And it takes time to cultivate this, which is why you say, you know, you have to meditate daily, because there's different layers of you that show up during the day. You know, different people will bring out different scenarios. They'll bring out different parts of you. And if you don't have that connection to your soul strong enough, you'll get pushed off of course.
Mm-hmm.
You'll lose that connection very quickly, because the soul, if it's not strong enough, you could be connected one moment and then you could talk to another person and be disconnected the next moment.
Exactly.
So that ability to stay connected every single second of your day is the goal.
Right. So if you're looking for that courage and that inner strength, you're looking for your soul. That's what you're yearning for.
Yes.
And it's there if you just let it be and let it come out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it consistently enough that you know that feeling, that you're feeling, you've done enough of the check, check, recheck, you've done enough where you step away from situations and you spend that time going from the mind into the heart. When you do it enough, then it's with you and you know that feeling is you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the more you do it, it's there with you whenever you need it.
You get a baseline established so you know that's how my soul feels. You have to just learn what it is for you, where you've got that calmness, that evenness, no excitement. Okay, that's what my soul feels like to me. So that you know that your decisions are coming from that place and no other place. Any other words, Savitri? We've got just about 2 minutes left.
No, so I definitely suggest people really should take meditation much more seriously. And I truly suggest what I teach.
Of course.
Consider it seriously, because what I teach is just not out there. I did not learn this, what I taught, from anybody, because I went to many, many meditation classes with my father in India and in America. They just bored the heck out of me and did not get me any closer to my soul. And when I was given these techniques in a very desperate, crucial situation in my life, in 3 weeks, I began to contact my soul through these amazing techniques. So it is profound how amazing your soul is. and how powerful the true feelings of your soul are.
Well, I'll put it on the website with the archive of the show of how you can contact us and learn more. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.